Jerry Stearns.
Now, back to the Earth.
And for those of you who didn't know you were away from the Earth, I'm Jerry Stearns, and this is Sound Effects, a Radio Playground. And on Sound Effects tonight, we're going to delve deep into the silly and the obscure. I hope that you will find this all amusing and stick around for the whole thing. And I also hope that it will inspire you to find it in yourself and in your pockets to make a contribution to this station and this program in that order, because maybe you'll find it amusing, because it is a significant contribution to the communities that are represented on this station, not just here locally, but via KFAI.org across the country and around the world. So please find it in those. And why? Because you'll find it amusing, because you'll find things that you aren't going to hear anywhere else. And as the old saying goes, when in doubt, because, which, as we learned as youngsters, is always a good reason. And in support of this because, let me introduce you to Dick Stevens. Dick was a big supporter of, and in fact on the board of, KFAI Radio. He's gone now, but when he sat with me on this program a number of years ago, he had this to say about sound effects.
Well, I just want to insert my 2 cents worth. And
we can't stop you.
I commend your choice of programming, and have been a long time fan of sound effects. For those who might be listening infrequently or maybe for the first time, sound effects constitutes a long-standing showcase for radio drama in all kinds of forms. Fantastic production values, great material from all over the country, including, I must say, some productions that were done in the local region. And I think it's one of the few spots on the dial where you can hear every week contemporary new productions that are being done nationwide that will not find too many outlets among the conventional commercial AM and FM radio stations, but it's been a mainstay of Fresh Airs for a long time. And I hazard a guess that this program is at least, what would you guess, Jerry, 25 years in existence, longer?
This program itself started in Sound Effects started in 1994. But Shockwave was on that I contributed to for 13 years before that.
So you have a dedicated programmer and a long-standing fan base. What more could one ask for? Please pledge your support. Give us a call at 612-375-9030.
Although considering that it's after hours on a Sunday night, it's probably better for you to go to kfai.org and make your pledge there. And now let's get on with something silly. This is also obscure. It's from the Fire Sign Theater's Radio is a Heartbreak show, which was live on Radio Margaritaville and has never been released generally. This is called the Glue It Yourself Show.
Well, the mouth bone's glued to the T-bone, the eye bone's glued to the breastbone, the ear bone's glued to the telephone, we're stuck in Elmer Town.
Hello, hello, hello and welcome to the Glue It Yourself Show. From deep in the bowels of Elmer Town, I'm Martha Gluett. And remember, a family that's glued together is never rude together. And sitting next to me is the woman that filled in while I was in prison, my sous-glue chef, Peggy. Oh, thank you, Peggy. It was, it was just so horrible. Couldn't bend over for a bar of soap. It was just amazing.
Do you remember last week, everybody, where we showed how gluing your favorite books together makes just super bookends? Remember that?
Oh, that's right, Peggy. And one little look at you proves that gluing a chapeau to your head is a surefire fashion statement. Oh, I've never seen you looking so glugious, darling.
Thank you. Bless you.
That's fun.
Oh, no, no. We can't sit too close together because I'm still a little tacky.
Who's your tacky? That's you, Peggy. Well, stick around. Because today, Glue It Yourself is going to take on those darn kids.
Those kids. Now, you know, it is summertime, and you just can't keep them down in the storm cellar forever.
Yes.
So what we...
And that's what our desperate caller, that's where our desperate listener, Willa, is calling from. Willa, are you there?
Hello.
Willa?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm worried
about my little Billy being infected by the internet. I found her tattooing a trench coat on her Barbie in the blender.
No, it's just a plague. It's a plague, Willa. That's what it is.
No, it looks more like a tornado.
Well, there is something we can do about it, and here to show us is the editor of the Glue Review, Portia McElmer.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And okay, girls. Now, today, we are going to just open up your dear little child's laptop and take a look. And oh my, just look at this. The screensaver is some prepubescent slut with a bling thing in her navel. And with all those internets out there, with pop-up porn and Googling, whatever that is. Well, just look, they want me to go to Yahoo.
No, that's all right. Yahoo is in Ohio. I used to live right near there. It's a swell little town.
Well, you just... That's fine. Yes. But I ask you, what is a mom to do?
Well,
now, for this answer for that, I will need my protective glasses.
Oh, well, you've got them glued right to your ears.
So I never lose them.
Oh, so
good. You see, for this problem, you need a very special product. Porsche's Cuckoo Glue, which is available at your local Martha supermarket in the impossibly small tube, which luckily I have right here. Glued to the tip of my finger.
Oh, that's so clever of you.
Well, actually, it was an accident.
Martha, can I get that in a store that you don't own?
Now, who is that? Are we channeling somebody?
No,
it's just... it's just me, Willa.
Willa, you just apply it like this around the edge of the screen. Be careful not to get any on the screen itself. Well, there you are. Then we close the cover gently but firmly. And presto, try and open that Peggy.
It just can't.
Exactly. So now you can just throw it away and read your child a lovely little book with Barbie in the blender.
Well, actually, we're functionally illiterate, Martha. Because our books are all glued together.
Good for you!
We watch your show every week.
Hooray!
Now, Martha. I've got another real problem. I live in the Sprawlview trailer park near the Edge in Millville. And I'm about to have a real problem with my mobile home.
And what's that, Willa?
It's way too mobile.
That's right. It's Tornado Susie.
Help me.
Sorry, it's too late for that. No, the show's come to an end. Sorry, Willa. Stay with us next time. We'll show you how to glue a Frisbee to your dog's teeth and turn her into the retriever the whole neighborhood envies. Goodbye. Stick with us. Bye-bye.
Help me.
The Glue It Show from Radio is a Heartbreak, alive by the Firesign Theater on Radio Margaritaville, not available in stores. Now, here's a set of comic sketches and song that all takes place in restaurants. We'll start with this from Kansas Public Radio show called Right Between the Ears.
Hi, my name is Bliss, and I'll be waiting on you today. Can I start you off with some water?
Yes, please.
Sparkling still or tap water?
Sparkling is fine.
Not a problem.
Excuse me?
I said, not a problem.
Why would it ordinarily be a problem for you to get me sparkling water?
What?
Well, you said not a problem, like it might be a problem.
Oh, no, I just meant not a problem.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
I don't get it. What does what mean?
Not a problem.
Do you still want the water?
Yes, I do. I'm just curious why you say not a problem.
Okay.
I mean, that implies that under certain conditions, it would have been a problem for you to get me some water.
What is a... What?
When you say not a problem, it suggests that me asking for sparkling water poses some kind of hardship for you, when in fact, you getting sparkling water for me is simply doing your job. I mean, it's not like you're giving me a kidney or anything. That would be a problem.
Why would I give you a kidney?
I'm just being hypothetical.
Oh, so does that mean you want the vegetarian menu?
What?
Because you're hypo whatever.
No. It's just curious to me that people say not a problem when they should say, you're entirely welcome, or just doing my job, sir. You get the difference?
It's my first day here, okay? And you're making this very difficult.
Sorry, it's nothing personal. I just hear young people say not a problem all the time. You know what I mean?
So you want sparkling water?
Yes. Yeah. That'll be fine.
Not a problem.
See? Look, you said it again.
Sir, this is not my only table, okay?
You really don't understand what I'm saying, do you?
I heard you say you wanted sparkling water. I'm trying to get it for you.
Okay, all right. I don't want to make a scene.
So I'll get you the water, all right?
I'd just appreciate it if you'd acknowledge the fact that you're using the language inappropriately.
What was that?
Never mind. Sparkling water.
Are you sure? Because I, like, literally have nothing else to do than stand here and listen to you all day.
What is your problem?
Do you want the water or not?
Yes.
Fine. I'll be right back. Oh, and another thing, just because I'm blonde and a waitress doesn't mean I'm stupid, okay?
I never said that. And would you keep it down? People are staring.
Excuse me, I'm the manager. What seems to be the trouble over here?
This guy is being a jerkhole, that's what.
That is not true.
Could we just lower our voices, please? Now, Bliss, whatever happened, your tone is completely not appropriate.
Yeah, but he totally...
Just go take care of the other tables, okay? I've got this.
He's a jerkhole.
Sir, I apologize. It's her first day, and I imagine she's a little nervous.
It's fine, really.
Now, can I help you? What was she about to do for you?
She was bringing me some water.
Sparkling still or tap?
Sparkling, just sparkling water.
Okay, not a problem.
Of course, I am the author of many well-known books, such as Thought Patterns of the Amoeba and Their Persistence in the Republican Party Today.
Welcome, my friend, to Pierre's restaurant.
Yes, guys.
Your hat, monsieur?
Yes, it is. Size 11. Got it from the Mother Superior at the Little Brown Church in the Vale.
It was a gift, monsieur?
No, I stole it from her while she was counting her rosary beads and reading the Bible to Leo Darcy.
Is that the truth, monsieur?
No, it's a dirty, rotten lie. Smell food. I'm hungry enough to eat a horse.
I'm sorry, monsieur, but we are out of horse.
Out of horse. Yes. Figure. Bring me a duck.
A duck.
A duck.
You want a duck?
I want a duck.
Press?
Yes, press it. Take the wrinkles out. Don't put any mayonnaise under the wings. Makes their little goosebumps go down.
Before I bring you your dinner, monsieur, may I ask, will you be dining alone, or are you expecting perhaps later on a lady friend?
It's a little joke.
Little French joke, wait.
Very wee. Wish you'd have skipped it. What was the question?
Oh, will you be dining alone, or you?
Oh, yes, yes. I wouldn't have my lady friend. She's a dancer. She had a very tragic accident.
Oh, monsieur.
Yes, she was practicing high kicks and cut her pantyhose and her earrings. Oh. Tripped and fell right in her birthmark.
Oh,
it's brutal.
All the beautiful ladies in Paris dance in the can-can.
They dance in the can-can.
Oui.
They charge 10 cents to get in like they do over here. There'd be less dancing in there.
I'm afraid I do not understand, monsieur.
All you frogs are the same. You don't understand a thing. Bring me my duck.
Monsieur, before your dinner, could I offer you some brandy? You know, Napoleon loved brandy before his dinner.
No, I didn't know, but I heard he was a card cheat.
Napoleon? A card cheat?
That's what I heard.
Well, do you want brandy, monsieur?
Yes. Don't beat me over the head. Just bring me some.
Snifter?
I'm sorry.
Snifter?
No, I must have missed her. Was she headed for the can-can?
I'm afraid I do not understand, monsieur.
No, you wouldn't. Bring me my duck.
You must have patience, monsieur. You know, Rome was not built in a day.
I've been in Rome.
When? Many times, monsieur.
You weren't there the day they hung Mussolini, by any chance?
No, I
was
not.
Oh, it was a beautiful thing. They hung him and his mistress by the heels at a gas station. It was marvelous. My cousin back in Peoria has an 8x10 glossy of the whole thing.
How did he get such a thing, monsieur?
Wholesale, he told me.
I'm afraid I do not understand.
No, you wouldn't. Bring me my duck.
Oh, I'm sorry, monsieur. I have just been signaled from the kitchen. We are out of duck.
This is a rotten joint.
Monsieur.
No telling how many people have died from ptomaine in this slop house. I'm leaving.
You have offended my honor, monsieur. I demand satisfaction. Choose your weapons.
Got to be that way.
Oui.
Bring me a very sharp duck.
Your attention, please. Scoot cars, smoker helmets, child grabbers, and audio subliminal earplug filters can be rented at the information booths on all concourses.
Oh, how I love this rendezvous in the cafeteria with you. My heart will overflow with pride when your tray and mine are side by side. I know that we won't make a fuss when a couple share the table with us. They're only having coffee and pie, so we'll soon be alone, you and I. I'll write on my paper napkin as I hide a shy little grin, but you'll see the words, I love you, when I wipe the gravy off my chin. Our little secret will be out when the diners hear me proudly shout. Make it just one check instead of two in the cafeteria with you. Hear me proudly shout, make it just one check instead of two in the cafeteria with you, you, only you.
In the cafeteria with you, from the whimsical world of Irving Taylor. That was preceded by Pierre's Restaurant from the album Hanging In There by Hudson and Landry. And just before that, we started off with Not a Problem from Kansas City Public Radio's, well, it's Kansas State Public Radio's, Right Between the Ears. Ah, and we have one more about a restaurant, taking place in a restaurant. This one was recorded live at a radio theater workshop I did at the Pavick Museum of Electronic Communication in St. Louis Park quite a long time ago now. It was original and written for that workshop, and it has never been broadcast anywhere before. It's written by local writer Roy Close, and it's called Zambezi Blue.
Sandy, I just know you're going to love this place.
So this is Aquarius.
Isn't it wonderful? I'm so glad you get off early. If we'd have gotten here a half hour later, there's no way we'd get a table. You watch, it'll fill right up.
Aquarius? Isn't that a little, well, 60-ish?
Well, I don't know how you can say that, Sandy. It's only been open 2 months.
I mean, like the age of Aquarius from Hair, you know, the dawn of the age of Aquarius.
Cut it out, Sandy. People will stare.
Zoe, there's nothing on this menu except water.
Well, of course there isn't, silly. It's a water bar, like a wine bar, only instead of wine, they serve water, all different kinds of water.
Well, I thought water was water.
Sandy, sometimes you're so naive, I can't believe it. There's a zillion different kinds of water. There's rainwater and spring water and mineral water and salt water. And
not to mention hot water and cold water.
There, you see, the minute you start thinking about it, the more different kinds of water you come up with.
But really, Zoe, isn't it all pretty much the same? I mean, isn't it all H2O when you get right down to it?
Well, that's like saying that all coffee is the same.
Actually, a cup of coffee would taste pretty good right now.
Sandy, I can't believe you just said that. Nobody goes to coffee houses anymore.
They don't?
Coffee is terrible for you. It has caffeine, it stains your teeth, it makes your breath smell bad, and it ruins your stomach lining.
Okay, how about a glass of wine? There's a nice wine bar in the next block.
A wine bar? Sandy, you are so bourgeois. I can't believe it. Do you know what kind of people go to wine bars?
People who like wine?
Suburbanites. They drive in from Wayzata and hang out all night long sipping blush wine and talking about their Volvos.
Sandy, I drive a Volvo.
That's different.
Joe.
You live in town.
Well, if coffee and wine are out, how about an ordinary bar? You know, beer and pretzels?
Beer? Are you serious?
Well, what's the matter with beer?
It's absolutely loaded with calories, that's what. They did a study with laboratory rats where they gave them all beer to drink. Do you know what happened?
They got drunk.
They got fat. Every single rat gained weight. Oh, no, beer is out. The only safe thing is water. Shh, here comes our waiter now. Whatever you do, don't say anything to embarrass me.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi.
My name is Robert. I'll be your server this afternoon. May I ask if this is your first visit to Aquarius?
I was here twice last week.
First time for me.
Well, let me explain briefly the concept behind Aquarius, and then I'll tell you about today's specials. In the Zodiac, as you probably know, Aquarius is the water bearer. This establishment is called Aquarius because it specializes in the world's finest water.
Like Zambezi Blue.
Like Zambezi Blue, madam, and more than 120 other imported and domestic waters.
You mean like Mendota Springs?
Sandy.
It's quite all right, madam. We hear that question more often than you might think. In principle, yes, like Mendota Springs, but that's what we call 7-Eleven water. You can get it at every convenience store, so there's no reason for us to carry it, is there? We do, however, carry both Perrier and Perrier Light.
Perrier Light?
Fewer bubbles. Some prefer a more less effervescent beverage. Now, would you like to hear today's special?
Yes, please. If Zambezi Blue is still on special, you've just got to try it.
You are in luck, madam. Zambezi Blue is our eau de jour.
That's water of the day.
I know what it means, Zoe. And what exactly, though, is Zambezi Blue?
Zambezi Blue, madam, is Africa's finest water. It comes from a spring near Victoria Falls. Before it is bottled, it is flavored with a delicate herb tea made up of the crushed blossoms of Stanley's amaranth, a wildflower that grows only at the base of the fall and nowhere else in the world. The blossoms must be hand-picked by moonlight.
Why by moonlight?
Because that is when they are the most fragrant.
Well, may I ask how much it costs?
Sandy!
A glass of Zambezi Blue is $7.50, madam.
$7.50 for a glass of water?
On special, yes. Normally, it is $10.50.
Well, does it come with ice, or is that extra?
All our waters are chilled to 42 degrees Fahrenheit and then poured into a lightly frosted 12-ounce tumbler containing a 3-inch bed of chopped ice prepared from the same water as the beverage itself.
God, I just love this place. Thank you, but I'll pass on the Zambezi Blue. What else have you got?
We have two other specials, madam. From Venezuela, we have Agua Orinoco.
That's Orinoco water. I know what that means.
Agua Orinoco comes from a spring in the highlands of southern Venezuela. On its way to the surface, the water passes through a rare red shale that gives it a delicate hint of color. You can see it if you hold the glass up to the light, and a remarkably refreshing taste. At $4 a glass, it is an exceptional bargain.
Well, what about the other special?
Prince Edward Fine from Canada.
Sounds more like a tobacco than a water.
Sandy!
Prince Edward Fine is the purest water in the world. It comes from an ice age glacier in northern British Columbia, and every drop has been naturally filtered for 10,000 years. We offer it au naturel and in two subtle flavors, mint and rosemary, for $2.75 a glass.
I'd like a Zambezi Blue.
Very good, madam. And you, madam?
Do you have any tap water?
Sandy!
We carry 17 waters on tap, including Rock Rapids, Vienna Woods, Neptune's Reserve, and Naiad Extra Virgin. You'll find a complete list on the back of the menu.
Now, I didn't mean water on tap. I meant tap water.
I knew it was a mistake to bring you here.
I'm not sure I understand, madam. Are you referring to... municipal water?
Exactly.
Water that comes straight out of the faucet.
The very same thing.
Water filled with contaminants and harsh chemicals.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
I see. Well, we do have it, of course. We use it to wash our hands after...
I'd like a glass of that, please.
Oh, my God.
A glass of ordinary tap water, madam.
With ordinary ice, if you have it.
Yes, madam. If you will excuse me, ladies.
What is the matter with you, Sandy?
Well, this is a water bar, isn't it? I mean, well, I ordered a glass of water.
I am completely... utterly, totally humiliated.
Oh, don't take it so hard, Zoe. It's not such a big deal.
It is to me.
Well, I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. I'm just not in the mood to pay $7.50 for a glass of water.
Wouldn't it hurt you so much just to try it? Did you have to turn the whole thing into a joke?
Well, no, I guess I didn't. But I just couldn't help it. When he started talking about hand-picking the flowers by the moonlight, I just blew it.
I have consulted with the manager, madam, and I regret that I cannot bring you the glass of tap water you requested. It is our policy not to serve water except with an order.
But that's absurd! Why would I want a glass of water if I were ordering water?
I do not make the rules, madam.
Would you bring me my Zambezi Blue, please?
Certainly, madam. Anything at all for you, madam?
Oh, what the heck. I'll have a Zambezi Blue, too, okay?
An excellent choice, madam. You won't regret it, I assure you. It is a remarkably zesty beverage.
It's water, for God's sake!
Stanley's Amaranth is renowned for its fragrance, madam. They say it can turn night into day. Or vice versa, if you prefer.
Are you telling me it's an hallucinogenic? Is that why it's so popular?
It's really good, Sandy.
The customers do seem to like it, madam.
Well, I'll be damned. Oh, waiter! Waiter!
Yes,
make it a double. I seem to be thirsty after all.
Now, if that made you thirsty, I suggest you quench it by going to KFAI.org and clicking on the donate button. You can make a contribution to KFAI Radio and tell them Sound Effects sent you and you heard about it here on Zambezi Blue by Roy Close. Let's take a little break, shall we?
This is Community Radio. It's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. Sure, take a deep breath. Have another hit of fresh air.
I opened the door. The room was filled with sound effects.
I'm Jerry Stearns, the host of Sound Effects, a radio playground, where every Sunday at 9:30 p.m., you can fill your room with sound effects, dialogue, music, and silence. Put them all together, and they make the best in modern audio theater and comedy, a medium where almost everything is left to your imagination. Sound Effects, a radio playground. Sundays at 9:30 here on KFAI or online at KFAI.org. Radio without boundaries.
Hey, what sound effects they got in this joint?
And I have plenty more sound effects for you. I'm Jerry Stearns, and this is Sound Effects, a radio playground. And tonight we're listening to the entirely silly and obscure. And we're bringing it to you partly because it is very entertaining and partly because we want to encourage you to go to KFAI.org, click on the donate button at the top, and make a contribution to the station. We want you to do this. We want you to be a part of the community of KFAI. Without you as a listener, we're really not all that useful. And without you as a member of our community, we are, shall we say, subject to the dangers hiding in the political weeds out there sometimes. And we'd like to stay on the air for you. So, go to KFAI.org, click on donate, and make a contribution. And then we will move on to some short pieces that I had something to do with along the way. We'll start off with a skeleton of a news program, and then go into down to the main street for the Plunderer's Day Parade. You might recognize the voice of Charles Brin as the news anchor in our first piece here. Charles was a founder of and longtime program host here on KFAI. And he's also really a superb actor and does a great job as news anchor on the news in a nutshell.
And now, the news. Breaking story.
In the field, we don't know. We're on it. More later.
Murder. Police.
Car crash. Suicide.
Shooting. Back to you.
Scandal. Denials.
Celebrity sighting.
Trouble in the Middle East. And in Washington.
After the break, more.
Drugs? Ask your doctor.
Tomorrow, teaser.
Local foods.
We're back. Headline. More online. Banter.
Banter. Now in weather. High. Low. Percent overnight. Could be raining.
And in sports. 32 to 12. Injury. Contract. Arrested. Banter.
Banter. And finally tonight, amusing story. Everything is all right. all the news as it was.
It's the Cheese Macy's and their precision scooter drill team. So colorful, so cute, so lethal. And here's the fabulous Sahadun traditional spider dancers. Hula hoop gymnasts full of enthusiasm and steroids. And coming up is the marching band from our own Dark Side Immersion Magnet School, sponsored by the Villainville Gray Area Awareness Council. And here's the Little Match Girl Arson Supplies Float. They're this year's Jury Intimidation Award winner. This blood-red float is the cast from the hit musical Uruk-hai on Broadway, still on their sold-out Mayhem tour. And rounding the corner is the Bad Apple Synchronized Fortune Tellers Squad from Bad Apple Tower, brought to you by Macy's off-the-shelf entrance. Here's this year's Judges Bribe Award winner, the Solid State University Marching Band, the Fighting Ringtones, black-on-black banners, and armed to the teeth.
The Plunderer's Day Parade from the Great Northern Audio Theater's Villains on Parade.
Hey everybody, this is Jeff Adams from the Icebox Radio Theater coming on to urge you to support Sound Effects on KFAI Community Radio. But if you're interested in audio drama, Sound Effects is the place to hear the best new stuff. And if you tune in on Sundays, it's just a really great way to hear what's happening right now in the art form. I'm going to support Sound Effects during this campaign. I urge you to as well, because audio drama is great. Jerry Stearns is a very important figure in our community. And besides, he's just a really, really nice guy. So this is Jeff from the Icebox Radio Theater reminding you to keep listening and support Sound Effects.
And now, here's a little thing inspired by actual events. Something that happened to some friends of mine. And it tells you to be careful when you call in the experts. This is performed by Big Fun Radio Funtime, and it's called The Ock Ock Incident on Sound Effects.
Yes, indeed. That's a mighty nice specimen.
Wonderful plumage.
Oh, I know. And we thought it was important to call you folks at the Avian Watchers Society, because we've just never seen anything like this one before, especially in our own backyard.
Yeah, Ethel and I sort of pride ourselves as being serious amateur birders, but we thought this one might need somebody with a little more experience. I've only got 150 birds on my birding life list.
Oh, I've been at it a little longer than Sam. I've got 152. How about you?
So far?
Uh-huh.
You mind if I include today?
Oh, sure.
I've got six.
Six? Only six birds on your life list?
Well, I just got the job Thursday.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks and try to key this sucker out.
It doesn't look like an eagle or a hawk. Don't got the right kind of beak.
Oh, but it's got quite a wingspan, though. And I was thinking maybe it's an owl, or if we're lucky, maybe it's a juvenile short-billed marsh condor.
Wrong time of year. Have you heard its song?
Well, it doesn't really sing.
It's more like a squawk.
Ooh, a squawker. That should focus the search parameters. I'm going to go into the international database here. Oh, that could be interesting.
What is it? I've got three possibilities.
It might be a hooded standpiper, but they are usually found amongst construction-grade mechanical plumbing. So that leaves either a laughing partridge or a screech sparrow.
A screech sparrow?
Ah, here it is. It's a pterodactyl.
A dinosaur?
Yep.
Whoa!
Oh.
Yeah. Central Nest. We've got a code red. That's a code red. Password niner niner, walk like a duck. Repeat, niner niner, walk like a duck. Okay. Okay, let me get that down. The eagle has landed. That's right, the eagle has landed. Over and out. Wait. What the heck is going on? Well, I called in a code red. There's nothing else I can do.
Oh, come on in, boys.
Hey, Clem.
Hold on. Why are you moving the TV?
Well, that's where the command center is going to have to be. By the way, are there any stairs to the attic?
Oh, we can cut a hole in the roof if we have to.
Now, wait just a darn minute.
We're going to have to erect a temporary observation tower and broadcast facility on the roof. We'll get a permanent studio up in the backyard next week.
Where do you want the crew to bed down?
Right here in the living room will be fine. We're going to have to move that comfy chair and the coffee table.
Hey! Oh, enough is enough. Nobody's moving my comfy chair.
We're going to need a water source and an internet hotspot. Then we'll drive around the neighborhood for some B-reel. Bert, the van's here. Where do you want the satellite dish?
Why don't you go ahead and set up the modular command roost on the patio?
Okay, we'll be out there on break.
You can't be moving all our stuff. It's our night to have ice cream and watch Nova on TV.
We're going to have to set up a fallback security parameter in the dining room. And now that it's quieted down a little, do you mind if I ask you two a couple of personal questions?
Okay, I guess.
Do either of you have any experience with firearms?
Not really.
Bazookas, RPGs.
Oh, good grief, no!
Well, I do have 3 years training in medieval weaponry and bouncy house jousting at Convergence, if that would help.
That's perfect. You're in charge.
Is that your crew again?
No, not my crew. They're on break, and when they take breaks, they really take breaks. They're out of this skit completely.
A giant bird at the door.
Well, invite him in. Everybody else is in.
I ain't a him, and I ain't a bird. I'm a her, and I'm a pterosaur. Pterodactyls were invented in Hollywood. Look it up. I'm a flying lizard, okay, and I've got eggs out there in that crummy tree. They're delicate, you know? So I want to know what this guy and his little buddies are doing staring at me, banging around and taking pictures. You want a piece of me? You want a piece of this skull crest, huh?
But it's our duty to study unusual species, especially a talking one.
Look. So you're like a T-Rex or something?
No, I'm not a T-Rex. You want to know the difference between me and a T-Rex?
Sure.
They're extinct. Ha! You want to know the difference between me and a brontosaurus? They're extinct. Do you want to know the difference between me and you humans? You're almost extinct. So, let me take a look inside here for a minute.
What are you doing?
Just looking around. This place got a basement?
Well, it's kind of like my man cave.
Oh, you humans and caves, whatever.
Why are you asking?
Meteorites. You never know.
Oh, I heard they're predicting a big one in Cleveland.
There you go. Oh, nice fridge. Love the ice maker. Say, is this cake for anybody? Oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. A comfy chair. I always wanted a comfy chair.
But that's my comfy chair.
It comes with the house, right?
What do you mean it comes with the house? We're not selling.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
All right, hey, wait a minute. I think I know a little bit about ancient wildlife. You guys didn't have any economy. You don't have any money.
I don't know. I made a few timely investments along the way.
Like what?
The wheel. I got in early on the wheel and bronze. I saw a future in bronze. And pop rocks. That was a big one.
Pop rocks?
Pop rocks are so Jurassic, if you know what I mean. Dinosaurs love them. So, when can you move out? I'm hoping by maybe 6. I'm gonna be bringing in my eggs, bed down in the comfy chair, and wait for them to hatch. You got Netflix, right?
This isn't how I imagine evolution happening at all.
But if you move in, where are we supposed to go?
You humans used to be migratory. So, migrate. But I tell you what I'm gonna do. Besides paying top dollar for your house, I'll throw in the nest in the tree. I'll give you a flat screen from the guest room, and you'll be all set.
I guess?
Yeah, it's a deal.
And you, Bert, All those cameras work? Broadcast quality?
Oh, sure.
I'm thinking of branching out into entertainment. Maybe not film at first, but, you know, maybe something on the small screen.
Oh, like a reality TV show?
I would pay to see that.
How about this idea? A reality show where we show viewers the everyday lives of everyday dinosaurs.
Oh, you could call it The Real Dinosaurs of Edina.
I like the possibilities, and I want a cut of the merchandising.
Honey, now there's another dinosaur at the door.
I'm a raptor, baby, and I'm freaking dangerous.
What does that even mean?
I'm the fixer.
Oh, knock it off, Ted. What a card. He's just my lawyer. Why don't you guys huddle up out on the patio and try to talk about merchandising and everyone sign a few NDAs, okay? Okay, everybody out. The eggs are shaking and quaking. It's about to be feeding time.
Well, Ethel, this nest is kind of comfy once you fix it up. Glad I'm not afraid of heights.
Oh, my God, Sam, this is horrible. This is so primitive.
What is it, dear? What?
They left us with only basic cable.
Oh, my God!
That last piece was Ock Ock Incident, written by Brian Harris and Jerry Stearns.
We welcome you back to... sound effects. Of course, this is Pledge Drive, and KFAI welcomes your support.
Yes.
It's possible to call in your pledge at 612-375-9030, and you can also pledge online at kfai.org.
You think this is silly? You're absolutely right. If you think this is wonderful, the number to call is 612-375-9030, and let us know that you agree.
Absolutely.
Shopkeeper, I wish to register a complaint.
I'll bet you say that to all the humans.
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, it was a play on words.
Fascinating. Don't you recognize me?
Do you carry Federation Express?
My name is Spock. I was in your pet shop precisely 28.6 minutes ago, and I purchased this tribble about which I wish to lodge a complaint.
The Octoline Brew. What's wrong with it?
What is your name, shopkeeper?
James, sir. Why?
Then let me explain the problem this way. It's dead, Jim.
No, it's not dead. It's just in stasis. I mean, look.
Stasis, is it? Stasis, sir, is a technological condition requiring considerable energy input. My tricorder does not even register a life form reading.
No, it's stasis. Remarkable pet, the altar in blue. Beautiful pelt.
Sir, I am a Starfleet science officer. I have seen rocks livelier than this tribble.
Oh, look, there it moved.
No, it didn't. That was you pulling on the leash.
No, I didn't.
You did. Look, sir, there is no stasis apparatus. There is no gentle, annoying, purring sound. Spock to Tribble. Come in, Tribble. There is no response whatsoever. My empirical investigation shows also that it does not bounce the way Tribbles usually bounce. See? This is most definitely a dead Tribble.
No, it's stunned.
Stunned?
Yes, you stunned him just then.
That assertion is not supported by the facts. I am not even armed with a phaser weapon. Sir, when I bought this creature purely as a gift, you understand, you assured me that its lethargy was due to sluggishness after an unusually large lunch of Quattro Triticale.
Well, he's pining for the fjords.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that?
Well, there was a fellow in here just this morning, name of Slartybarkfest, and he said...
That is entirely irrelevant, sir. I'm telling you that when I purchased this tribble, it was deceased.
That's odd. Usually they're purchased pregnant.
It is brain dead, if it has one. It has disconnected. It has ceased to function. The life force has been released from its corporeal being. It will never squeal at a Klingon again. It has succumbed. I would mind meld with it, but there's no one home. Even the Scalosian water couldn't make this tribble move any faster. This, sir, is the corpse of a tribble.
Well, then have a dozen of mine.
Oh, well, on second thought, I have just recalled the tribble's one redeeming feature. They do not talk too much. This one will be sufficient.
I didn't want to be a pet shop owner, you know.
Oh, here it comes.
I wanted to be a Danabian slime devil trainer.
This is Campbell Spinrad, Leonard Nimoy's agent, and I'd like to assure the audience, the board of directors of this science fiction convention, and the entire entertainment community at large, that Leonard had nothing to do with, nor did he participate in, the preceding sketch. Hey, get those annoying things away from me. Get.
That was Charlie Meitzner and Michael Fishbein in The Dead Tribbles Sketch, a Star Trek and Monty Python's Flying Circus match mashup from the Mark Time radio show called Jokes in Space. Before that, a little supporting message from the former Dick Stevens. Now, while you are listening to this next piece, I want you to, you can use your device and you go to kfai.org, that website, and at the button top, there's a button called Donate. Click on that and make yourself a supporter, a member of KFAI's community to keep this sort of complete nonsense on the radio, because you sure aren't going to find it on any other radio station around, are ya? I guarantee it. And now we'll have something else that you won't find on here. This one is for the recovery community, I think. It's also from that Jokes in Space Mark Time radio show. And it features Wendy Bowlesby in a piece called Earth Anonymous.
Hi, I'm Ronnie. I'm a Martian.
Hi, Ronnie.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah, I've been here since, on Earth since, golly, what, you know, July 1947. I took the pictures, sent back the data. I was supposed to leave in January 48, and I just didn't get around to it.
I hear you, Ronnie.
Okay. I'm just going to come out and say it. There's no other way. I'm addicted to Earth. I still don't have a regular job, but who needs one? Oh, it's just all so easy. The girls, the Earth girls, oh, God bless them. I love every one of them. And fast food, man, I could use a Whopper right about now.
Hold on, Ronnie, hang in there.
I know. Yeah. I don't know how many times I started to build a spaceship to get the heck out of here. I got the resources. I got the money. I mean, we're all CEOs here, right?
I trade in precious metals myself.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, you need some extra scratch, you run a scam. It's like shooting womp rats in a Klein bottle. These Earthlings are the most gullible creatures I've ever seen in my life. They're great.
Tell it, Ronnie.
But I miss spring on Mars. The only place that really compares, feels like home to me, is in the tundra up in Siberia. It's cold, it's rocky, it's dusty, radioactive. Oh, feels wonderful. You gotta like an atmosphere without too much oxygen.
You can make it out of here, Ronnie. You can do it.
Yeah, thanks. I mean to. I mean to quit Earth, to build that ship and get out of here. But then something always comes on TV, like CSI, NCIS, or there's a Vikings game on. I mean, I'm not proud. I tell myself I'll just wait around one more year to see if they can win it all. Something always gets in the way.
Ronnie, I'm Brad. Talk to me after the meeting. I'll fix you up. I'm working on a spaceship using only an iPhone, a Hyundai, and a Toyota.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks. See? That is why I'm so glad to have this program. Oh, God. It gives you hope. This meeting of Earth Anonymous has saved my life many, many, many times. Without my sponsor and you guys, I'd have been a little pile of red crystals blowing across a freeway overpass years ago. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, God, thank you.
That was Wendy Bowlesby in Earth Anonymous from the Mark Time radio show Jokes in Space. You know, everything here in the second half of the show tonight since the top of the hour has all been programming made right here in the Twin Cities. It's all with local writers and local actors and a variety of venues and situations. But every one of those people having to do with it, including me, are from the Twin Cities, are from Minnesota. And that's because that's where KFAI's community is. And we'd love it if you would become part of that community. At kfai.org/donate, you can make a contribution and become a part of the Fresh Air community. I am Jerry Stearns, and you've been listening to Sound Effects, a radio playground. I hope you join us next week for more modern audio theater.
Good evening. I'm the former Edmund M. Rural, and this is Infotainment Today, the all-image news program. We'll get on to the reenactment stories and the no-content news, but first, these simulated headlines of what we imagine happened today.
Join us again next week for more modern audio theater and comedy on Sound Effects, a radio playground, here on Fresh Air Radio.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Pert Nair Sandstone's 15th annual Winter String Band Gathering at the Turf Club, Friday, March 27th and Saturday, March 28th. These two shows will also celebrate the release of their new album, Side by Side. Friday night's openers include the Fretliners and the Maine North, while Saturday's show is kicked off by Armchair Boogie and Triple Fiddle. More information about Pert Nair Sandstone's 15th annual Winter String Band Gathering and album release parties at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
South Indian violinist V.V.S. Murari and North Indian Shanaiist Ashwini Shankar will weave their improvisational musical magic on Saturday, March 28th, 7 p.m. at the Walker West Academy Auditorium. 650 Marshall Avenue in St. Paul. For further information, go to the Indian Music Society of Minnesota, imsom.org. This event, co-sponsored by the Indian Music Society of Minnesota and KFAI Radio, 90.3 Minneapolis and St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org.
In recognition of the freedom of speech protections on the First Amendment and the FCC's relaxed policy on late night and overnight language, this KFAI program may include song lyrics that some listeners might find objectionable. Listener discretion is advised.
You can't always get what you want, but you try sometimes. You get what you need.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, going out to the stratosphere, or on the web at www.kfai.org, or catch this train wreck for the next 2 weeks. It's archived. This is Abby's Room for One Radio. You're at the end of your week, or the beginning of the next one, or somewhere in the middle, because our work weeks never end, but rock, well, that never dies.